I've just been struck by that whole thing this week, and that just that one little boy going, "You've got others coming, right? Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I leave enough for them."
Because wow. he was going to clean you out.
You know, I mean, I could have. That's what I was telling him to do.
Yeah.
Here, fill these up.
Yeah.
Fill these up.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
So you're saying my container problem at Hobby Lobby is not really, is that what you're saying?
First world problem right there.
Shouldn't really. Okay. I accept it. It's true. I told you I put myself in timeout. Okay.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink-toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
In the morning.
I know. Thanksgiving break. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I know. We're looking alive. You're looking cute, ready to go on the town later.
Yeah, I got to go pick up my ham.
Oh, there you go. She's got to head into town and pick up her ham.
Got to head into the city, not town.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's right. Hit the big city of Florence and get your hams.
That's right. I got to go to a whole nother state.
Oh, that's true. Call.
Welcome to Small Town America.
That's right, you guys. Listen, it's probably just as hard for me to get to my ham place here in town as it is for you to get to yours.
I mean, seriously, I joke about that, but like when I lived in Memphis, it would take me an hour to get places. And, you know, you just think you're going across the city, but it's still is.
That's why you just like make your list of errands in order, you know, you right. route your way so that you can get everything done on your route. Cause Yeah. Speaking of that, I mean, I had to put myself in time out last Friday when I was running around doing errands. I had another errand that I needed to do. Welcome everybody. Episode 163. I'm sorry. We got to get more professional. Do we?
What?
Yeah. Welcome, guys. We're so glad you're here. We are recording in the morning instead of in the afternoon. So we are full of life and vim and vigor. But anyway, I was out doing some stuff and I had some more errands to do, you know, that I could have done. But Joni, I got to the point, I was so done with everybody and all the crap.
Yeah.
It hit me hard. And I'm usually very like, I don't know. Like, I know what I'm getting into. Like, it is what it is. Just, I get to real chill mode when, when I know I'm going to have to be out in the craziness. But there's always a point, first of all, in the season, and we hit it on Friday, where the craziness begins. That the crazy driving, the crazy, and I had to go into Hobby Lobby. Wait, let me start the day. This is really not a big deal. But this set me off. This set the mood of my whole day. So we have a tree, a big, big tree that needs to come down. And of course, I'm very sad about it because I want all the trees to stay for forever. But anyway, it's losing big branches. It's dying. So, and it's between our house and the neighbor's house. So it's got to be.
It's to come down.
Yeah. I think I've talked about that. It's got to come down. So anyway, I contacted a company that I believe we used before. I won't reference who they were, but I believe we'd used them before on a big tree. So that's what was in my head. And I'm like, I'll just call them. And they came out and gave us an estimate. Now, I don't know if I'm just getting to be an old fart. It's possible. but first of all, the texts, the dude, the owner of the company, his name is the name of the company too. So we must be whatever. When I've contacted him and he calls me, you know, he just kind of texts me and it's like, yeah, it's just real like, yeah, what time, real casual and all that. That's fine. I'm like, that's great. They came, they gave an estimate. I said, let's do it. Awesome. Doesn't get back to me for 10 days and didn't get back to me then. I had to poke him up and go, hey, can we get a date? This was November 1st. By November 10th, I'm like, hey, can we get a date on the calendar for the tree? Because he was like, yep, sounds great. You know, we'll get back to you. Never did. Hey, get a date. Oh, okay. And I can't remember what he said then. Oh, yeah. I think anyway, he gets back to me and says, sorry, my brain is not working. Says, good morning. Any tree. Okay. Checking in. Oh, yeah. Nothing there. Yeah. 10 days. I'm like, give me a date. He said, probably next week we'll let you know once we pick a date. Then it's days later. It's this last week. Still hadn't got back to me. I'm like checking in, any word on a date? So I'm having to hound, you know, get after this person. Yeah. Uh-huh. That I'm about to give.
It sounds like my poor people that I had to deal with.
Yeah. And I get it, but just like get back, you know. So anyway, and then he says, next Tuesday or Wednesday? ? Which means this Thanksgiving, this week.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. Well, you know, we're not having a bunch of people, you know, I'm like, well, we can do that. Tim wanted to be home when it was being done. So I worked with the, you know, I said, can you work from home Wednesday? Yes. And I said, let's do Wednesday. If they can do Wednesday, that sounds great. Wednesday I'll work. Okay. And then I'm like, can you let me know a time when you get a chance? 9 to 4. So I'm having to pull out every bit of information from this person. Then I get a text on Friday, my morning of having to put myself in timeout later in that day. And it just says, my employees want off next Wednesday. Is Tuesday good? I mean, did you not? What's going on? Yeah. What's going on? Are we okay? And he's a young guy. I'm like, did you not know that your employee, I don't fault the employees for wanting off the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I fault you for offering that as a date after me having to hound you for a month. And uh-huh. Then you're like, hey, my employees want off. To which, and he said, is Tuesday not good? And you know what? I'll be real honest with you. Tuesday would have been we probably could have figured that out, but I was not in any mood. So I'm like, let me push back a little because I never do. I'm always like, sure, I'll figure it out. And I'm like, no, I said, no, my husband is planning on working from home on Wednesday to be here. And he's like, okay, possible that Friday or the following week, let me know what's available. Following Wednesday will work. Well, by now I'm like, Tim's not going to be in town that next week. You're telling me probably Friday after the day after that. I'm done. I'm out. I'm literally like, and I think we're going to be done. So, I didn't text. I waited and let myself simmer down. And normally this stuff doesn't, it irritates me, but this one just sent me over the edge. Cause I'm like, we're trying to give you $6,000 here. You know, I think that you could probably be a little more anyway. So finally, Tim's like, call him. I'm like, I'm not calling him. I'm like, I'll text him when I feel like texting him. Cause apparently that's how we do it. And that's what I'll do. So finally I waited. But on Saturday he texted me back and said, do you have any other dates that'll work? And at that point I'd already talked to Tim and I already said, I'm like, you know what? We're going to get a few more estimates. Thanks. And he said, okay. And he was nice. He said, if you can't find a better bid, let us know. We have plenty of availability. Guys just wanted the day off before Thanksgiving. And I said, thanks. I didn't want to burn any bridges because, you know, who knows? But I'm like, what is wrong with people, Joni? I mean, look at a calendar. Yeah. Look at your calendar. I know. I wasn't going to deal with it anymore. So I know that sounds, it might be a little bit petty, but it was kind of the whole transaction. Again, if this had been the one thing, he was like, oh my, and there was no apology. There was no like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I missed the cat. It was just like, my guys want the day off. I'm like, well, you know, I'm sure they do. Perhaps right. You should have scheduled that on your calendar before you talk to people and say, can you, anyway, I wouldn't have it. And then I had to do errands and then I had to go and do stuff. And then I went to Hobby Lobby because I needed one thing. I mean, I didn't look at the stuff. I was so overstimulated, Joni. I literally was like, this is all crap. Look at all this Christmas crap. I mean, it was the big cringe.
Ow.
It was very unlike me. I'll be real honest. Normally I'm like, whatever. And I needed one thing. I needed this little plastic container, layered container, little thing that I had gotten for some pins and things. And I wanted another one. Anyway, real small. It's a $7 item. I knew exactly what it was. I knew exactly where it was. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get it and I'm going to leave. And I go in there and I get to the shelf, and on the shelf, there's two of them, but one has been like taped up and is all janky and has been returned and is broke, cracked. The top thing is all cracked.
Gosh, and they put it back out on the shelf?
It's out on the shelf and it's broken. I mean, poor Hobby Lobby, you know, they're trying to get their Christmas, you know, who knows? And then I look and there's another one and I'm like, oh God, thank you. There's one more. It's broken too. Its top thing is they're both broken. It is the one, I'm in this Hobby Lobby, Joni, for one sad little plastic box.
You can't get it.
And they're both broken. I stood there. I looked at that aisle. I looked for other alternatives. And I thought, I just want this one. This is what I want. So finally, I will give myself kudos. I got smart. And I sat there and because they come apart each layer. They're like stacking and they connect on each other. There's like four little sections. So the top sections and the lid were broke. I took those things apart. I slid them out the sleeve. Frankensteined that thing together to get me one. So basically I put the broken parts all on one.
Yeah. Look at you being smart.
Well, I'm like, no one's going to buy. You got two broken things here. So they're not going to care because I'm going to buy it. But you should have seen me Frankenstein that thing together, taking it apart, putting the lids, making sure. And then that didn't work. And then I was like, okay, here. And I finally got it. And I walked up and bought my $7 container. And I sent myself home to time out.
Good for you.
I said, I had one more errand to do. I was like, no, I can't. I can't face Kohl's right now. I cannot go in there. Something bad will happen.
Something will happen. Well, I don't know. Normally, I don't shop during this time. I try to get everything done before Thanksgiving, but I've put everything off this year.
Oh, what in the world? That's not like you, Joni B.
No, it's been too busy. It's been October's about put me down. And so here I am.
Okay, here you are. Amazon to the rescue.
And my mama, and we're going to go to lunch and we're going to shop and I'm going to pick up my mom. So
that'll be good. And you're picking a good day. I mean, it's a Monday. So like of all the days to pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably the best of all the days. So yeah. It just hit me. And I've been doing a lot on Amazon. I mean, honestly, I just like to order stuff. I really don't enjoy. I enjoy going in smaller shops, you know, like if I'm going into Kirkwood, you know, like the little stores.
And I've done a lot on Amazon, but I miss shopping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I look back at the 80s and the 90s, you know, I miss that holiday shopping. You know, when it was not chaotic, when it was not, you know, frankly, the Black Friday chaos has gotten worse over the years. You know, of course, I will never shop on Black Friday. I'm out.
I'm good. I'm good to go. But I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I'm going hiking somewhere on Black Friday. I'm not going to do that. I don't know. But I just miss some face-to-face interaction and the, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Like the idea of it, like you said, the small, and I do that. I definitely, there's several shops in town that I always get to, and I get my Christmas coffee and, you know.
Telling people Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy, you know. There's just something that I've missed about that. But anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we can do some of that still. But it's definitely every year I can just tell when the tipping point, when all of a sudden everything gets amped up.
So let me give you something to think on.
To calm me down.
Yeah. Okay. So this last week at school, my kids cook for everybody else. You know, they don't cook for themselves. They're cooking for all, you know, groups and things like that. And they never get to eat what they cook.
Mm-hmm.
So at Thanksgiving, we have a big Thanksgiving lab where I smoke a turkey and cook the ham. And I say, okay, each group come up with a side or a dessert, whatever you want. So we write on the board. So they've got a whole Thanksgiving meal for each class. And it's frankly, it's chaos. And it's, I intend for it to be chaos because I am not, I mean, this is where I'm kind of pushing them out on their own going, I don't have anything to do with this. This is your recipe.
Yeah.
You're going to find it. You have to figure out how to cook it. You have to, you know, it's cutting those chains, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, but it's a lot when you're, you know, it's a lot to cook with kids when you have like one or two, when you have 50 students trying to make a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh my
it's
word.
Crazy. Ms. Shank. But anyway, we did that last week. And, then Thursday they ate on Thursday. And after it was over, it got to be fourth period, which is my planning. I'm going to tell you, I was, by that point, I was exhausted. Mm. I'd been up at the turkey all night before. And, you know, it just was, I was exhausted. But we had a lot of food left over. And so I called Wes, who is the principal, and said, hey, do you know kids who the kids are that will be going home to nothing tonight, to no food, because I've got a lot of leftovers. He said, how many can I bring? And I said, let's start with 10. Anyway, we ended up with 15, but wow. One by one, these kids came in and fixed food that they would not have, you know, and just the gratitude that poured from them. And normally, you know, I've got kids, frankly, it's overwhelming and it drives me crazy because it's like leeches all over me going, can I eat these crackers? Can I eat this cheese? Can I eat this? Can I eat that? Can I? Mm-hmm. And they're not truly hungry. I mean, these are not, you know, you're hungry kids. This is just, I want something to eat kind of kids. And it's a battle and it's all day every day. Can I drink this? Can I have that juice? Can I have this? You know, I mean, it's just stop asking me for stuff.
Seriously.
And so the first little boy that came in to get food, I looked at him. I said, hey, just get however much you want, fill it up. The more you eat, the less I have to put away. Fill up, you know, here are these to-go boxes, make two or three, whatever you need to take home. And he looked at me and he said, well, you've got other students coming, right? I said, I do. He said, I just want to make sure I save enough for them. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh my goodness.
Because he knows. You
know, he knows.
You know,
the ones who have their fill, you know, or who have plenty, take their fill and more. Mm-hmm. And here's this boy who has struggled and known hunger, and he's just getting a little. He's just getting what he needs.
He wants to make sure that other people
that
get
others
some.
Are provided for.
Yeah. Oh, what a sweetheart.
Boy, it was. But that next day I went to the grocery, you know, to buy for my family. And it just was, I was overwhelmed with just such gratitude that I'm going in the grocery, Holly. I'm not worried about if I'm going to have enough money to pay for what I'm going to get. And a lot of it is what I needed, but there was a lot of stuff that, you know, they've got bowl custard. Caleb will want that when he comes home. Mm-hmm. That's a want. That's not a need. You know, that's, I'm not trying to feed Caleb boiled custard. I got a turkey shaped little butter thing. You know, I'm,
of course you did.
And I picked it up and I'm sitting there looking at it going, I don't need this. You know what I mean? But just their attitude. And I just was, it was just such an overwhelming thing of, I'm going home. And not only that, and then I had kids, they had to get some paper signed and stuff. I was like, where's your paper? And she said, frankly, she said, Ms. Shank, my mom was smashed last night. I couldn't get her to sign anything. And I thought, all my childhood, I got to come home to safe parents. My parents weren't going to abuse me. It was warm. Mm-hmm. They were sober.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
They cared what was going on with you.
They sat down and helped me do my homework and all these things. As I look at what my students go through and I think of what I complain about, what I grumble about, what I take for granted. I mean, I just this year have just been really, really struck by how blessed that I am. How truly, I mean, just across the board with everything. Are there hard times? Yeah. Are there things I get frustrated with? Sure. Is life that bad? No.
Yeah.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not. And so, you know, you just sometimes have to, and I've always said, like when we're taking donations for something or I put something on Facebook and, hey, we've got this struggling, whatever, can anybody, you know, donate to this family? And I've always found the wealthier people give less than what the poorer people do. And it's because the poor people have been there. They know what that is. They know that struggle. They know that burden, and they're more anxious to bless people. When you don't know, and I'm not saying that against the wealthier people.
No.
It's, you know, when you don't know, you don't know. You know, it's, but I'll have people, you know, I may have a wealthy family hand me $20, and I'll have somebody, you know, from that struggles, that lives hand to mouth, hand me a $100 bill. And it's because they know. They know that what it is to be hand to mouth, and all of a sudden,
what a difference
that's
gonna
make. Hand's not there. You know, there's no hand to mouth. So,
yeah, anyway, that's good.
It just was a, it was a real, I've just been struck by that whole thing this week, and that just that one little boy going, "You've got others coming, right? I want to make sure I leave enough for them."
Because he was going to clean you out.
You know, I mean, I could have. That's what I was telling him to do.
Yeah.
Here, fill these up.
Yeah.
Fill these up.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
So you're saying my container problem at Hobby Lobby is not really, is that what you're saying?
First world problem right there.
Shouldn't really. Okay. Okay. I accept it. It's true. I told you I put myself in timeout. Okay. I knew it was not correct.
No, it's just, you know, sometimes you teach students and sometimes they teach you.
Yep. Yep. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Kids, some of these kids have to go through.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot.
That's awesome. That's good. There's some good ones out there, man. I mean, we talk about, you know, kids and all the things that are, you know, hard and difficult, but there's some great kids and great people. So, last week though, Tim and I did do something fun here up in the city. We went on Thursday night and he had bought tickets months ago when they went on sale, and we went and saw Les Mis at the fabulous Fox Theater, a beautiful, beautiful old, restored, was a movie theater back in the day, back in like the '20s, theater kind of in the arts district close to downtown. And it's just this gothic, crazy fantasy, you know, over the top, everything's decorated, dragons and lions and I don't know what all, just a very ornate, really fun theater. And, yeah. And we had never seen, I had never seen Les Mis, performed. So, you know, it was so huge when it, you know, back in the '80s when it came out, and into the '90s, and you know, it ran on Broadway for, I don't know, who knows how long. But we had never seen it. And Tim's like, let's go see that kind of for our anniversary. It's next week and this week, I guess. And, yeah, so we did that and it was a lot of fun. We ended up actually running into another couple that we knew, that friends of ours that we hadn't seen for a while. So we visited, and Tim made me sit in this golden throne. Again, there's just these chairs sitting around.
Yes. Yes.
And he goes, go sit in that. Go sit in that chair. And it's got big lion arms. I don't know what all. And so he tells me to go sit in there, and he starts snapping pictures, and he sent some to the kids. Well, the comment I got later after the thing was from Thatcher, wanted to know where I got my supervillain outfit from. Which I'll be honest, I'm not mad about. I'm not mad about it. I do kind of channel a little bit of supervillain vibes. And so there was that, but, it was a good time. I'll see if I can find that picture. I'll send it to y'all.
Yeah. We need that.
Yeah. It was really, really funny. And then on the other child, Avery, I got chided, Joni, this weekend, or when I was talking to her last week, at some point we were FaceTiming and we were talking about different things, and she chided me for not teaching her about eyeliner. And I looked at her and I said, because she found out, she got some eyeliner and she realized that it's not the wooden, it was like plastic, but it wasn't like a one, it was still one you had to sharpen. It wasn't, you know what I mean though, how it's just like a plastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was like, I didn't know you could sharpen the ones that were plastic. I didn't know. And I had to buy and you didn't tell me. To which I looked right at her and said, girl, did you ever ask me to tell you about eyeliner?
Avery was ever the one that really wanted like makeup tutorials.
Never. I said, did you ever ask me? She said, no. I said, that's right. That's on you. I said, that is all on you. You didn't ask. I didn't know. I love, you know, I enjoy makeup and all that, but that was never her thing. She never, I mean, we, you know, sometimes for special events, for, you know, homecoming, you know, little things like that, we'd dabble and she'd let me play and we'd do, but I never, certainly never pushed or prodded. I just let it be. So I said, that's on you and your girlfriends. I gave all that over to your girlfriends. When you went to college, I'm like, peace be with you. Cause so the things your kids like to come back on you now and be like, you never told me about this. And I'm like, oh, good Lord. It's a lot. It's a big responsibility.
It is. I don't know about that.
I know. I even get that from the boys sometimes. There was something.
Thankfully, none of my children have ever asked me why I did not teach them about eyeliner.
Oh, no, no. Well, I got it. And it wasn't even how to put it on. It was just how you could sharpen it. I'm like, honey, I don't know. I'm sorry I failed you. I did see in other news too. I don't know if you saw this, but they, you know, how we've talked about with all our hormone stuff. This is the hormone corner. And they are taking that black box warning off of the estrogen.
Yeah.
Finally, that is coming off and it's been on there since 2002. There's been, we've talked about this on other episodes, but you know, one of the reasons that the hormone therapy has been, a lot of women have not.
Down upon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have not done it. Like I feel like our mothers, well, 2002 is probably a little late for that, but, you know, there was a lot of women that because they had these warnings on there saying that it could lead to increased chance of breast cancer. And that has been found to be not mostly, you know, not true for most people, but that warning has been on there. So it's really kept women from
taking care of their health. Yes.
Exploring the possibility with their doctors and taking care of that. It was scared everyone for, I totally remember that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't to where I needed it. But I remember hearing that. Like if you had told me hormone therapy, I would be like, no, doesn't that cause cancer?
That's exactly when somebody first started talking to me about it. I was like,
isn't there something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's something bad about that. And I didn't really know. I just, you know, so those are finally coming off, which is, that's a good thing. The other thing I do have a PSA, this has to do, why are my people, somebody's texting me like crazy and I can't make them stop. This is another PSA from my Friday putting myself in timeout, but again, I just want this, you know, it's important that people understand, what to do when you are in the incorrect lane that you need to be in traffic. Okay. I'm just gonna say it for everybody again.
Are you listening, Ron Shank?
Okay. Oh, okay. Do I need to specifically direct this to anyone? I'm not. I'm just saying in general, if you are in the wrong lane from what you're supposed to be in, okay, because you need to be in a different lane and you realize it, and it happens to all of us, that it happens. The incorrect thing to do is to stop with your signal on and stop the whole lane of traffic until you can get over to the lane that you want to be in.
Well, and the polite thing also to do is when you see somebody who needs over is to let them.
Absolutely. That is a very good point. That is. But sometimes when traffic's going and like when there's a green light, okay, I don't know how, but this is how the city drivers, this is how the unspoken rules. when you're kind of coming up and there's lots of traffic lights, when the light is green, you're not really letting people in, like even coming off the side, because your light is green. So you're going, yeah, right, to keep traffic moving. Because if we all stop to traffic, you know, so you kind of go. And then once it turns yellow and red and you're kind of starting to stack up, you know, let people in. That's your opportunity to really make sure you're letting everybody in. But I'm just saying, I saw way too many times people just, you know, stopping flat out because they're in the wrong lane. Emma, here's the proper thing to do, in case you're not sure. The proper thing to do is just continue driving and turn around whenever you get a chance and then come back to inconvenience yourself a little bit, right? I know that's hard, but you can actually keep driving and go ahead and turn and do a little turnaround and get to where you needed to go. Okay, you don't need to stop traffic. You don't need to swerve over three lanes to get in your lane that you needed to be in because you didn't realize, you know, you just can keep going and turn around. Okay, so that's my PSA. I'm going to be in timeout all week, I can tell you right now. I'm going to pre-put myself in timeout. I have to go out today too.
I'm kind of glad you're not here to go shopping with me today, Holly.
I'd probably be fine in Florence. Honestly, that would probably be just fine.
Not bad.
Up here, people have lost their minds. Even my kids have said it. Yeah. They'll come home and Thatcher's like, St. Louis drivers be getting crazier. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. So, okay, the other thing I saw in the news that I was very concerned about, it's not really, it was just a story that I heard and then it made me wonder. Okay, conjoined twins. Okay, we used to call them Siamese twins, but that's not, I don't know why we, I guess because there was a famous pair of, they were from Siam, which is now not even a country. Anyway. I always used to look at them in the Guinness Book of World Records. Did you used to look in there?
Yes, all the time. Yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys, that shaped us.
Yeah, it did.
The guy with the longest fingernails that curved.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The Guinness, I would get, you remember the little Scholastic Book Fair thing?
Yes, yes.
I would always buy like a Guinness Book of World Records thing.
Oh, it was the best. It was like a world of fascination. So there was always,
it was our Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
You know, before that was a thing, that was our Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Absolutely. The Guinness Book, you could just look up all the different records of everything. And there was
giants and the midgets and the
the tallest and the smallest. Yes. And there was these conjoined twins, these dressed up in their Siamese, you know, their outfit. Anyway, I digress. But it always, because there's still, you know, that's still a thing. And what happens when one twin dies?
Yeah. The other one dies.
That's what I heard. That's what the thing that I was reading said, like, but it was like a few days later.
Yeah. Most of the time, because they share organs a lot of times. And it's always sad to me. And I read one, you know, and now they call them like parasitic something or another, but it was a baby and had the face, and coming out of its head, it was just a head.
Mm-mm.
It didn't have the body. It was just the head.
Oh, this creeps me out completely.
But it had its own brain.
Oh, no,
and
no,
it
no.
Smiled. I mean, it had all the expressions and stuff. And, you know, and they were going to have to separate. I mean, they named them two names. And they were going to have to separate just that one, you know, head.
Joni, but are you lying to me?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I just honestly read it. But I thought, you know, that's a lot. I mean, here's this. So it doesn't have a body, but it had its own little.
It's a person.
Personality. It would giggle. It would.
Oh,
you know,
oh.
It would do stuff as a baby.
Oh, you know, Joni, I mean, this is horrible.
And it is. And I thought, that's terrible. You've got to, you know, to save this one, you've got to make the choice to end this one's life, even though most likely it's not going to last very long. You know, I mean, but it still is. Yeah, that was always just a sad realization to me of, you know, and some of them, like, who are the two conjoined twins from Minnesota?
The girls. That are, like, married now? You
yes,
guys, I
arrived.
Listen.
Very well. They teach.
What is going on? I have so many questions. You guys, seriously, they're married to different men.
Yes, they are married to different
men. Now, guys, I have questions.
I think we all do.
And I don't mean to be, ugly. I just don't understand how.
How does this work? How does this?
How do you have a relationship?
How do you?
I could almost see it more of the both of them marrying one person, like being polygamous. I mean, I'm almost more for that.
But they're, I don't know. They're two separate people.
Oh, I know. But
you know,
like,
they're two. I know, but it's so.
Like if they were married to one person, then that at least would.
And you'd have to really be able to get along.
Well, I just can't. There's too many things that I
take those questions out. I mean, think about the personalities, and if the other one's husband like drove you crazy, well, you're stuck with him all the time.
You and I could never be conjoined twins because I'll tell you what, I would kill.
And you would kill Timmy.
See, so it's good that didn't happen. No,
but see what I'm saying?
I mean, do. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I'm like and I mean, it's a mutate. You know, it's a rare, very rare thing. But whenever I see, you know, people that are twins, like conjoined twins, and just their life, and a lot of they have really great, you know, lives and go on to live full kind of lives. But I'm just like, how in the world? And what if you get mad at your twin? Like you get mad at them, you can't get away.
There's no escape.
You just poke them a lot or you hit it. I don't know. I don't understand how it works. I have questions. So that's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah, it's, you know, thankfully I've never had to deal with that one.
Oh my goodness. It's very interesting. But I did. That's what, because I heard a story just the other day or something about, or I was reading and it was like, yeah, the one twin died, and then like six days later, the other one died. So you got six days of like, I mean, that's
frankly, I mean, it's decay. You know, I mean, you're carrying. Think about how
I know it's horrible. That's about the most horrible thing I can think of.
It's pretty bad.
Okay, all right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
These are thoughts that Holly has. I have a lot of thoughts, you guys. A lot going on. Well, what else do you have? Anything else coming up? I mean, and Thanksgiving and stuff, but when are all the people coming in?
All my boys are coming in Tuesday. JB may be coming in tonight, or he may wait and come Tuesday. The other two are coming in Tuesday. You know, I told you I was mad at them because they've now all decided to get up Friday morning and go to the Egg Bowl and then just go home from there.
You're like,
I'm like, guys, I could have gone somewhere.
I could have had plans.
I done something. I had some plans that I canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it is what it is. But so they're all coming home late Tuesday night. Everybody will be here.
Nice.
And they'll be here Wednesday and Thursday and leave Friday morning. And
that'll be good. That'll give you the weekend now. You've got like... It's almost like you have a bonus weekend of just you and Ron, and you guys can do whatever Christmasing or, you know, kind of like a quiet little weekend.
Well, we'll finish decorating. I'm going to make the boys do some things while they're here. But
yeah, good plan.
Yeah.
Good plan. Yeah. I love it. Well, are you ready for your recipe, or did you have anything else you wanted to share?
I am. And actually, this one is for Timmy Broyles.
Oh.
Because, look, it's Thanksgiving. We're coming into Christmas. People are coming home, and it's all that kind of comfort food and homey food. So I'm doing sausage gravy.
Oh, he sure does love him some sausage gravy. Okay.
We've done sausage pinwheels. We've done sausage balls. Mm-hmm. We've done all that kind of stuff. But get up in the morning. Hey, you can do, look, my favorite, I just buy Mary B's biscuits. Mm-hmm. I have no desire to sit there and make a bunch of biscuits in the morning.
No, they're so good already made. Yeah.
Mary B's is the biscuit. But if you really want it, here's the quick and easy one. It's just cowboy biscuits, and it's heavy whipping cream and self-rising flour. I don't know the amounts. You can look it up. It's somewhere. I think I've even put it on our...
I was going to say, I feel like you've talked... And I even do when I do, or even if you've got your Bisquick or whatever, just drop biscuits. You don't have to do the rolling and the cutting. You can just do drop biscuits. Yeah.
Yeah. So the most important part with biscuits, though, is folding it in so you get those layers.
Okay. Okay.
Those good layers. All right. Let me find my, what's the one for next week? What did I do with it? Okay. So you are going to need, and this will feed about 6 people.
Okay.
I would say, depending on how much gravy you put on there.
Well, if it's Tim, and Avery loves her some with sausage gravy, too, so.
It's so good.
We'll have to double it.
But it's so good. Okay. So a pound of breakfast sausage, and you're just going to cook that up like you would your normal sausage. Don't drain your grease. Just leave it in there. Okay. Sausage doesn't really produce that much grease.
I was going to say, it's
not a big grease thing. And then you need 1/3 cup of all-purpose flour, 3.5 cups of whole milk, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Now, the recipe calls for 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. I like a lot of pepper in my sausage gravy.
Yeah, same. So
add more if you want to. And if you want to add like sage or thyme or anything like that, you can. I just like the salt and pepper in mine, though. I just like a good just gravy.
Okay.
So once you get your sausage mixed up, pour your flour over it, mix that in with your sausage, and then add your milk, your salt and pepper, and let that cook. Don't remember, keep that heat on low, because anything with a milk base will scorch and start tasting ashy if you let it get too hot and kind of scorch out. So, and that's it. There's nothing to it. But now once it starts thickening, it's going to continue to thicken. And even when you turn the heat off, the longer it sits there, the thicker it's going to get. So you can go back in and add more milk to thin it out too.
Okay.
That's it. And then you just pour that sucker over some gravy, over some biscuits. Mm. And that is just some good old country cooking
that
right there.
That is. That now you've inspired me, and then nothing would make them happier than like over Christmas break and doing some, we really don't do biscuits and gravy. That's one that we order out. Like whenever we go to Cracker Barrel or the kid, you know, different places like that, they'll order it there. But that would be a good surprise.
And look, and it's so much easier. I mean, not that the sausage pinwheels or the sausage balls are hard.
They're more work.
They just take a little more time.
That's it.
But this is just something you just get up and, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, it's done. Well,
okay. Okay. Put you in timeout. You need to go to timeout.
Right.
Awesome. Okay. Good old sausage gravy. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Cannot go wrong.
Excellent. Okay. It's your week for top three.
Top three.
I know, and I have it done. I am just looking for my notes. Okay. Number one, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh.
This is dropping on Thanksgiving Day. And my number one thing that I love is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, it's so nostalgic.
It is. And Snoopy coming across, and I love it. All right. My second one, look out, you can tell I've not shopped at all in like weeks. My second one is just Christmas lights.
Oh.
I love them. I don't care. It can be the classy white lights, or it can be the, you know, all the colored lights, and it's just festive. I love the festivity. I like the calm. And this year, you know, we talk about Christmas on Main in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
This year they've run lights across the town.
Oh, I love that.
The pattern across Main Street.
So cute. That is a total Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it is. So, Christmas lights.
Hmm.
And the third one is Duncan Tree Farm in Selmer, Tennessee.
Oh.
So if you were anywhere around Selmer, Ron and I drove over there yesterday and I ordered my garland to go above my swing. But they order some Christmas trees that won't grow here. So you know, if you've got specific ones that you like, they probably have it. Or you can go walk through their fields and find the tree that you want and they'll tag it for you. And they make wreaths and garlands, and they've got Christmas ornaments and all that. But they did have chickens running around, and you know, one of the roosters kind of brought back some nightmares.
Okay, you had a little trauma.
He didn't. He was fine.
Okay, I know that scares you. I know.
So yeah, Duncan's Christmas Tree Farm in Selmer, Tennessee.
Well, that just sounds adorable. That just sounds like a cute little, and I bet it smells amazing.
Oh, it did.
I know. Seriously, that's the best part is just the smell. My goodness, I love it so much. Awesome. Well, those were a wonderful top three. I loved every single one of those things. So you are correct. It is Thanksgiving when this is coming out, or if you're listening to it a few days later and you're still on the couch with the turkey, you know, you still are recovering.
Oh, yeah.
Or what? Maybe you're a 5K.
Barb crash.
Maybe you're a 5K family and we can still be friends. It's okay. We can be friends. Just don't ask me to come.
Your parade, but now I do like to get out and walk after.
I do too.
I love it and go walk. But now I am not a jump up Thanksgiving morning and go do a turkey trot. No,
but I'm really not that any day of the year. That's not what I, you know, but yeah, I'm like you. I like to get outside or do something nice or whatever. Just sit on the porch, breathe the fresh air, all those kind of things. So hopefully we are wishing you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving with you and yours. And I hope it's a wonderful time and you make lots of memories and you laugh a lot and get whatever. I'm team green bean casserole. So, you know, pick your team and I hope you win.
I'm team dressing.
She's team dressing. Yeah, that's team a good one. That's a good one. Okay.
Well, no, let's be honest. I'm pretty much team everything.
It's true.
But the team corn casserole.
You're a fair weather fan.
Team cranberry salad.
team leftover turkey sandwich. Yeah, it's true. That is true. Okay, guys, until next time, we hope you have a great week and we will talk to you soon. Goodbye, pellet.
See you, turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Goodbye, green bean. Bye, sweet potato.
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, Tom Turkey.
Tom Turkey. We need a Tom the Turkey song. Is there a song?
There's some chicken scratch songs or...
Okay.
I don't know. There's something. I don't know. I think it's on my Thanksgiving playlist.
I was going to say, I have to go to my fall playlist and I've got all those songs about food and all that meat and no potatoes.
Mine, ain't nobody hungry when they come to my house. Oh. You know that song?
Yes.
Nobody's hungry when they come to my house.
Oh, my goodness.